A dull glow blanketed the southern horizon in a cottony glaze. Although Istanbul was more than 50 miles away, the electric blaze from its 14 million inhabitants lit the night sky like a sea of lanterns. Churning slowly toward the light, a weathered black freighter rolled in a choppy sea. The ship rode low, catching the sporadic rogue wave that sent a spray of seawater surging across its deck. On the wide bridge, the helmsman nudged the wheel to port, fighting a stiff breeze. "Speed?" The question came from a bearded man hunched over a chart table. His gray eyes were glassy and bloodshot, and his voice offered a trace of a slur. His sweat-stained clothes hinted at priorities other than hygiene. As the crew expected, in the 2 days since the ship had left port, the freighter's captain had ventured well into his third bottle of vodka.
8 knots, sir, the helmsman said.
The captain grunted, estimating the time it would take them to clear the Bosphorus Strait. A bridge wing door opened, and an armed man in brown fatigues entered. He approached the glassy-eyed captain with a mix of concern and disdain.
The sea is getting rough. There is water washing over the decks.
The captain looked at the man and snickered.
You sure it is not just your vomit that is soiling my decks?
Green at the gills, the armed man found no humor in the comment.
I am responsible for the cargo. Perhaps we should get closer to shore.
The captain shook his head. He'd had an uneasy feeling when the ship's owner phoned him minutes before they were to depart Sevastopol, instructing him to wait for a last-minute delivery. The small gang of armed men that arrived in a battered panel van only contributed to his suspicions as he watched them unload a large metal crate. He'd protested when they'd insisted on placing it in the engine room, but muffled his complaints when he was handed a bag of uncirculated rubles. Now, he glared at one of the two armed men who had accompanied the secret cargo.
Get off my bridge, you stupid fool. These seas are for children. The Crimean Star can slice through waves 5 times larger and still deliver your precious cargo intact.
The armed man steadied himself against a roll and leaned into the captain.
The shipment will go through as scheduled, or I will see that you will be scraping barnacles off an icebreaker in Murmansk.
The man moved off to the side bridge wing. He stood in defiance, the fresh breeze helping quell his seasickness. The captain ignored him, studying his charts and tracking the ship's progress. The freighter rolled along quietly for another 20 minutes before the helmsman called out.
Sir, there's a vessel approaching off our flank that appears to be mirroring our track.
The captain raised himself from the table and stepped to the helm. He glanced at the radar scope, which showed the green blip of a vessel approaching from the stern. A faint, smaller blip appeared briefly about a mile ahead of the ship.
Come right. Steer a course 230. Right rudder to 230 degrees.
The helmsman rotated the ship's wheel. The freighter eased on to the new heading. A few minutes later, the shadowing vessel was seen to follow. The captain scowled.
Probably an inexperienced commander looking for a guide to lead them through the strait. Hold your course.
A moment later, a deep thump sounded across the waves, followed by a slight vibration that shook the decks.
What was that? The gunman asked.
The captain stared out the bridge window, trying to focus on the source of the noise.
Sir, it's an explosion in the water.
The helmsman pointed off the bow.
Directly ahead of us!
The captain found his focus and spotted the falling remnants of a large water spire 100 meters ahead of the ship.
Engine ahead 1/3.
He reached for a pair of binoculars. There was little to focus on, aside from a frothy boil of water in their path. He glanced out the rear bridge window and noticed the lights of the accompanying vessel had drawn closer. There were actually 2 vessels. A large workboat towing a barge. An acrid odor enveloped the bridge, subtle initially, then overpowering. The armed man near the doorway felt the effects first, choking and coughing, then dropping his weapon and falling to his knees. The helmsman followed, gagging and crumpling to the deck. His senses numbed by alcohol, the captain was slower to feel the invisible assault. As his two companions on the bridge turned silent and stiff, his mind grasped to understand what was happening. Somewhere nearby, he heard a gunshot. Then he felt his throat constrict. His pulse raced as he struggled to breathe. Staggering to the helm, he grabbed the radio transmitter and rasped into it,
"Mayday! Mayday! This is the Crimean Star! We are under attack! Please, help us!"
Confusion and fear were consumed by an overpowering pain. He swayed for a second as the transmitter slipped from his hand, and then he collapsed to the deck, dead.